gift shop across the street where you can buy Corn Palace merchandise. But there really wasn't anyone around. I mean, it was a tourist spot that you're supposed to hit, but
no admission.
How
big are we talking here?
How big are we talking?
Basketball court must be pretty big.
It was a full size basketball court.
Was it a full size palace though?
Darn near. I mean, you know, we're not talking, you know, Travolta, but we're talking at least Tobey Maguire, you know, as far as that goes. So it was a very nice place, and we unfortunately didn't have a basketball because I didn't know that corn palaces have basketball hoops.
But the basketball nets weren't made out of corn.
No, but they did have big like state championship banners that were made out of corn that were hanging behind from the rafters, which I really appreciated.
Really quick story of the awesome people that you see and hear on the streets of New York, mm-hmm. which you experienced. Well, we were walking down the street, and this large man comes walking at me, and he says, "Get the F out of my way," to my face.
Mm-hmm.
I proceeded to get the F out of his way because I felt it was the right decision to make at the time.
There are actual maps in New York that show you
where to get
the F route.
Right. So that was nice. Mm-hmm. That seemed to be this the general standard of telling people that you're in a hurry or maybe you want to move.
Sure.
And then what else?
It can happen to anyone that you suddenly discover that you are F in the way.
Yeah. Two people I went with got stopped at a corner by a man who said, "Where are you guys from?" Apparently we stuck out like tourists.
Yeah.
We also just came out of a gift shop holding bags of
I love
trinkets,
New York.
So he cornered us there and he goes, apparently he said, "What are you guys doing tonight?" We're like, "Oh, we don't know." He's like, "You want me to show you the nightlife?" He says, "I'll be on the corner of 52nd and 4th until 4 a.m. And we said, and they said, "Okay, maybe I'll see you around." Never went back.
You got to imagine that guy was crying. Like, come 3:30 a.m., he's starting to suspect that his pals aren't going to show up. He's not going to get to show them the nightlife.
Yeah, but he's confident in the fact that we're definitely not enjoying the nightlife wherever we are.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the realization he comes to by 4 a.m. It's like, darn it, they shot themselves in the foot, mm-hmm. you know. They could see the nightlife if they wanted to on the street corner.
Another pretty awesome guy we saw crossing the street. We were in Soho, across the street, wearing another really large man,
mm-hmm.
wearing just raggedy clothes, and he wore a headband around his head with big feathers sticking everywhere out of it, like a feather kind of headdress thing.
Wow.
And then he's squawking like a bird as he's crossing the street, you know? Then he picks up the phone very purposefully and yells into it, "Jeff? Yeah, this is the Birdman." And he hangs up. And he walked away.
Nice.
So we saw the Birdman.
That's good.
We weren't sure if we were going to see him or not.
Did you see Jeff?
Jeff was still a mystery.
Oh, that's a shame.
I bet if we had been looking at the right time across the street, he would have been on the other side of the street talking into a phone. But, I don't know. It's a lot of interesting people.
That's cool.
No Corn Palace, unfortunately.
No Corn Palace.
It's a shame.
I was very irritated. University of North Dakota made it up there. That's in Grand Forks. claimed to have dinosaurs. They're all over the net. I was researching on the net, where the heck can I find dinosaurs in North Dakota? This apparently is the place to find dinosaurs, but all they've got is kind of a broke-ass Triceratops skull. Triceratops, fairly cool dinosaur as far as that goes. They've just got the skull, and some of the bits they've just, like, recreated because it was missing some bits. They had this diagram indicating which bits were actual Triceratops, which bits were clay, and which bits, like, would have been there if it was a Triceratops, but they didn't bother to recreate those. So I was really kind of irritated.
Yeah.
Really just kind of gave me a new perspective on, the University of Illinois, which doesn't claim to have dinosaurs that it doesn't.
Yeah.
And I really kind of appreciate that.
Well, not to be the kind of guy who just goes around one-upping you.
Yes, well.
But we did stop in the Museum of Natural History, in mm-hmm. which they had several full, authentic Triceratops.
I think that counts as like a two-up or a three-up, actually.
Along with a whole floor dedicated to full-scale and actual dinosaur bones.
Mm-hmm.
So, eat me.
Cool.
But not like I'm trying to one-up you or anything.
No, absolutely not. How are the dinosaurs doing?
They were doing pretty good.
That's good.
When I saw them, they had just finished up a period of civil unrest amongst themselves.
Ooh.
And the museum fossil experts,
mm-hmm.
which are roaming around, which are actually kind of bogus because they're just like 85-year-old people because they know nobody's going to ask the fossil experts any kind of question.
Yeah.
So they just kind of plant them everywhere with big pins and say, "Ask me about the fossils." And nobody ever confronts them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of a lame duck job, if you ask me.
Yeah, I can't think of a good question to ask about a fossil.
Yeah, you know? Because they have things next to everyone explaining everything that anybody who might be interested needs to know, you know. But they had a couple that you could actually touch.
Ooh,
which is pretty cool. A
couple fossil experts, or?
Yes. Nice. They were actually just sleeping, mm-hmm. so you had to touch them very carefully so they didn't wake up. But
that's cool. Don't drink the water in North Dakota, is what I discovered. Grand Forks, North Dakota, terrible water. Did not like it very much at all.
Where did you stay there?
We stayed at the Happy Host Inn in Grand Forks, North Dakota. We had a desk clerk at the hotel there who they actually did offer to show us the nightlife when he got off at midnight, and we declined because we were just going to go to bed. But we could have seen the nightlife. Apparently, there is a nightlife in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and not only that, but it's somewhere that wouldn't be obvious. So you've got to actually go out and look for
take.
It. Yeah, you got to have a guide. I got to say, I really prefer South Dakota. That's where my preference lies. Is South Dakota is a very nice place.
A lot
place.
Of people that are really angry right now, man. They're mm-hmm. listening on the net.
Oh, I assume that they are. www.prairienet.org/weft. And I gave both states ample opportunity to wow me, you know, to sell me North versus South.
Yeah.
And the South kind of won out.
Did you, though? Or did you go in there kind of biased?
See, you know, you could accuse me of that, and it's, you know, you could construct a case, but I think it's worth noting that my list of things to do for North Dakota had more things on it going in, you know.
Okay.
So I was kind of let down on a lot of things.
Okay, so maybe I'll buy that.
And not being able to drink the water was a big issue. I want to say that Fargo, North Dakota is exactly like the movie. There's absolutely no difference. They all talk like that. It's constantly snowing. So the cultural stereotype in there is perfectly valid.
And, so snowing when you're out there?
It was interesting, actually. We in South Dakota, it's very nice weather. At one point, we had our coats off. We're just in T-shirt and jeans. In the North Dakota, just like the Lionel. North Dakota, it was a little bit colder. There was some snow on the ground, but it wasn't snowing. You weren't all that uncomfortable in a coat. And you get 5 miles out of Fargo, it starts snowing. Hmm. Get into Fargo, it's a blizzard. Get 5 miles out of Fargo, and it's not snowing anymore.
Very strange, man.
Yeah, it was very strange.
So basically, I think the moral that you were able to kind of fairly deduce from your whole experience was that never trust anybody that comes out of Fargo.
I think that's kind of was what.
And maybe even in a more general sense, never trust anybody that has been to, besides yourself, or lives in, or has seen North Dakota.
Yeah, and basically, I mean, to extrapolate that just a little further, don't trust or speak to anyone who looks kind of suspicious to you.
Or maybe if you wanted to just hone it down and kind of encompass more of the kind of tangents, don't trust anyone that isn't you.
Yes, that's kind of the moral that I'm pulling out of the North Dakota, South Dakota trip.
Because I know you got very cautious as you stumbled upon this theory of the person you were traveling with. And, you know, when you entered into North Dakota, got to the point where you guys were at each other's throats.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually North Dakota that was tearing you guys apart.
Yes. We couldn't believe it. We crossed the Minnesota border, and it was night and day right there, mm-hmm. you know. It was a shock, and so I do want people to be advised of that, to proceed with caution in that regard.
Cannibals.
Yes. All right, well, let's break off to a song right now. What the heck should we do after the break?
Who knows?
Normally, just kind of letting you behind the curtain here at what Jail's like. Normally, when I say that, we both look at Eric, and Eric goes, and then we just
from
say
that.
Whatever. Yeah.
Why don't, you know, just regardless, we'll figure out something that we can format to a two-person kind of thing today, but why don't we just put a general call out for all y'all suckers to be picking up the phone and dialing.
Absolutely. 359-9338.
Right, absolutely. 359-9338, just to reiterate. Call.
Let us know that we don't need Eric.
Let us know. Or say anything, any suggestions, any ideas, any comments you have for anything. And, you know, we'll figure out what happens next from there, man.
All right.
359-9338.